Tuesday, 13th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings, Genesis 19, verse 15. When morning dawned, the angel urged Lot, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." But he lingered, so the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city. And when they had brought them forth, they said, "Flee for your life, do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Flee to the hills, lest you be consumed." And Lot said to them, "Oh, no, my lords. Behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in saving my life. But I cannot flee to the hills, lest the disaster overtake me and I die." Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 23. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O men of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" Theme: faith is the most precious gift of our life. People worry and are afraid of catastrophes and sufferings under all forms in their lives. Knowing this critical point, the devil and worldly powers use them to prevent people from living according to the truth. People need to practice in order to have a strong faith in God. Only with an unshakable faith can we face temptations and sufferings and live and witness the truth. Today's readings talk about people's fear and worry. In the first reading, Lot and his family feared and worried when they saw two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, were burning by fire and brimstone from heaven, although they were saved by angels and knew the way to escape. In the gospel, Jesus' apostles were in terrible fear when they faced a strong storm on the Galilee Sea. Jesus woke up and gave an order to quiet the storm. He rebuked them as people of little faith. Analysis reading 1. God's punishment for the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord saved Lot's family from death. The reason why Sodom was destroyed. In the previous passages, two angels of the Lord accepted Lot's invitation to spend a night in his house. That night, many males of the city, old and young, came and knocked on Lot's door. They wanted Lot to bring the two guests out so they could commit sodomy with them. Lot begged and offered them his two daughters, but they didn't want them. When two angels of the Lord heard their blasphemy from inside the house, they decided to destroy the city of Sodom. The angels saved Lot's family. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." But he lingered, so the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city. A strange thing helps us to meditate. Living in such a dangerous and sinful place, Lot is still lingering. He didn't have the courage to reject the material temptations and to get his family out of that place so he could find a healthy environment for them to live. This is completely his desire from the beginning when Abraham let him choose first. If the two angels didn't forcibly pull their hands out and let him choose, he might have been in the same fate as the people of Sodom. the angel's commandment. When they had brought them forth, they said, "Flee for your life, do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Flee to the hills, lest you be consumed." Lot negotiated with these two angels. It is not clear whether Lot regretted what he had or feared of a life on the mountain. Lot said to the two guests, "Oh no, my lords, behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me a great kindness in saving my life. But I cannot flee to the hills, lest the disaster overtake me and I die." First of all, Lot didn't have faith in God as Abraham, his uncle. Facing death, he still negotiated with the angels. He didn't believe God could take care of his family on the mountain, so he negotiated with the angels so he could take refuge in Zoar, a small nearby city. Lot's wife, either out of regretting her belonging or curiosity, disobeyed the angel's command and looked back at the city. She immediately turned to the column of salt. This event must help us completely put our trust in God and carefully keep what he commands. We can't foresee our future and aren't wise enough to know what is good for us. Therefore, we absolutely need to obey and do God's will. Gospel. Why are you afraid, O men of little faith? Two reasons when facing the storm. Jesus' reaction. Matthew reported, "Behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep." How could Jesus sleep when the waves were so violent? It may be due to the following two reasons. First, Jesus fears nothing. Only a person who fears nothing may have such true peace. Second, all worldly powers must be afraid of him. When the apostles awoke him, he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The apostles' reaction. There are no fishermen without a fear of the storm, because a storm could take their lives away at any time. Fishermen have a tradition of praying to God or to heaven before fishing season to ask for the protection from all storms. If they ask for protection, they must believe in God or the heavens' protection. But their fearful reaction when facing the storm showed that they didn't believe in God's protection, or their faith was weak, and Jesus rebuked his disciples in today's passage. The apostles often saw Jesus working miracles which no human being could possibly do, and Jesus was with them in the boat, but they still had fear of the storm. Faith is necessary for people to overcome all obstacles in their lives. Jesus rebuked his disciples, "Why are you afraid, O men of little faith?" Faith can be likened as experience which a person has in his life. Both faith and experience need to be tested. The experience shall not be easy to fear as the one who just graduated and has no experience. Similarly, one who has a strong faith shall not fear a threatening or persecution of worldly powers. They are ready to accept even death to witness the truth. When people have no fear of anything, even death, they begin to live fully. When people don't fear all worldly powers, the world must fear them. We can see this point in Christ's disciples. Before Christ went up to heaven, his disciples were fearful when they faced the Sanhedrin and the Roman power. All of them ran away from Christ, and Peter denied him three times. After the disciples saw Jesus rising from the dead, they had no fear of anyone, Why? Because they realize the worldly powers can take away their physical lives, but Jesus shall raise them up. No worldly power can touch their soul. Therefore, after they were strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they opened all doors to go into the world and be witnesses for Christ. The Sanhedrin's members were astonished when they saw the apostles were no longer afraid of them. The apostles publicly argued with the Sanhedrin's members, and they couldn't answer their questions. Instead of using their power to suppress them as before, they were afraid to suppress them. They feared the apostles, not because they had no power, but because they feared the people who were ready to stone them when they recognized their hypocrisy. Application in life. We live in this world with a purpose to reach the ultimate goal of our life, not to find money for enjoyment. Therefore, we must have the courage to avoid all dangers that prevent us from reaching our goal. We need to practice to have a strong faith in God's providence. Only a strong faith can help us to overcome all the storms of our lives. If we don't have it, we shall easily fall to temptations of our enemies and be destroyed together with them.